Welcome back to our Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the Halachas of Dosh. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Halachas of Dosh, it brings down the Halacha of Risuk Shelek, which is not exactly Dosh, we'll see in a second, but it's Aser nonetheless. The Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not allowed to squeeze snow or barad, which is hail, on Shabbos, in order for the water to drip out. But you're allowed to put it into a kais or into a ka'ara, and you're not worried. And the Rishonim argue three different shatim why you're not allowed to squeeze ice or hail or snow on Shabbos. What's the reason I'll turn it into water? Rashi says that the iser is al tzmoilad mayim b'Shabbos and it's doimit to melacha. It's like a similar to creating water. That's how you look at it. It's the Rabbanan Digadin. It looks like you're creating water. And therefore, it's also the Rambam, the Rajba, and the Ran learn that the iser is because it's part of Gzeira of Schita Peiris. Just like you're not allowed to squeeze Peiris. Therefore, they say, now squeeze ice. It's a gzeira otu shchitas peres. And the third shot is the famous shot of a sefer Truma holds that is an issa of noilad. That means it started off as ice or snow, and now you turned it into something new. You turned it into water. Beginning of Shabbos, it was snow. Now it turned into water. That's an issa of noilad, and that you're not allowed to do by hand. You're not allowed to put that into the sun. Now, that's the nafkamina between the first two reasons. The issa is only if I squeeze it with my hands. But if you learn like the reason of Sefer HaTrumah is Noilad, you're not allowed to put it into the sun next to the fire, it'll be Aser as well. Therefore, Halacha L'maisa, we paskin, that the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to squeeze Shelag and Barad, the Meraskin Aysa, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Simon Shechav Sivtes, the Hainu L'Shvarim, the Chatichas Dakas, the Shizoy V'mayim, you're not allowed to squeeze in order the water to come out, but you can put it into your cup of water, your cup of wine, and it melts by itself, that's not a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch also paskins, if I put it into the sun or connect a fire, that's fine, because I'm not doing it b'yadayim. But the Ramah, on the other hand, in Shin Yuches, says that we are choshev v'seifah tshuma, and there is the Issa of Noilad, and he says, Noyigin lahachmir, but makim tzayrich, you can be soymich on the makilim. That's how he comes out, you can be soymich on the makilim, makim tzayrich, even the Ramah, who also says, makim tzayrich, you could be mekel. So therefore, you want to use ice cubes on Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze the ice cubes in order to get the water out. That's also to do. But it is more to put ice cubes into your drink, even though it melts, because that's not called risuk shelag. You're not squeezing it. You're not squeezing out the water. You're putting it happens by itself. It's not a problem. That's cool. Not a problem. The machlokes hapayiskim is, are you allowed to mix it in order to break the ice? That's the machlokes hapayiskim. And it's good to be machmer that you should not break the ice in order to make it turn into water, even while it's in the cup. That is a problem. But as an aside, there's no iser breaking ice by itself. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, that mutul shabeh kerach lilit l'mayim tachtov. Let's say you have ice, you want to get the water under it, you got to break the ice. Because I'm not breaking the ice in order to get the liquid there. I'm just breaking the ice to get to the water. That's definitely not a problem. The only problem is crushing ice in order to get the water. But crushing ice by itself, just to break the ice into pieces, that would not be an iser.